This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Something different. I think when you got the stuff that we was getting last season, it was more of the schematic beaters that we were getting, and we wasn't cleaning our details. I think now it's just a point of us. We got all the details. I think we just got to go out there and execute them. It's really that simple. That's what I'm saying. Like, when we got to play, we got to make that play. When we're supposed to be somewhere, we got to be there.
That was Patrick Queen saying, not the same stuff as last year. Last year, there were some schematic beaters. Now we're just not making plays. Yeah, I think it's column A, column B, all the way down through column Z. If you think they got an issue, they probably do on the defensive side of things. Hey, by the way, TJ Watt now 6 consecutive games without a sack. You get paid $41 million, big guy.
Yeah.
You got to make plays.
Right.
Now, he made a couple plays, and he made a couple plays, you know, down the stretch before that final drive, where Kenneth Walker really put the thing away. But you can't make that kind of money. You can't make quarterback money and not have a sack for 6 games. That is unacceptable. Cam Hayward deflected a ball that was intercepted. So, hey, listen, they continue to run to his side. I mean, you look, the same charts. They are avoiding T.J. Watt, running the ball T.J. Watt. So it's not like he hasn't had an impact on the game. But that means Cam's going to have to be more stout.
Yes.
And he hadn't done a good enough job. Again, forced the turnover. You need more. Charbonnet, 15 carries, 10 yards, a 0% success rate. But Kenneth Walker's the guy that scares you. He had 13 carries for over 100 yards and 8.1 yards a carry. That's just simply unacceptable. That cannot happen. That cannot happen. Steelers got the Seahawks in a third and long a whole bunch. This is a stat from Nick Faribault. So third and 9+, Seattle was kind of living it on third downs. They had a 19-yard touchdown, a 19-yard catch and conversion, a 6-yard run, a 13-yard catch, an 11-yard catch, a 12-yard catch. Steelers could not get off the field on third downs.
Mm-mm.
And when it's a third and 9+ situation, that's when you expect T.J. Watt to make a play. And he did not do it. And he hasn't now going back to last season. And he was banged up at the end of last year. And so sometimes there are excuses. Sometimes there are reasons. Maybe that was a little column A, column B for him last year. He's healthy now. Get the quarterback on the ground. Never thought in a million years Jack Sawyer would have a sack before TJ Watt.
I know, right? Jeez. I mean, Sam Darnold didn't even run the ball at all.
Correct.
He is a threat, but he didn't run the ball at all. But they had no problem. They didn't need him to run the ball. I don't know how this gets fixed. I don't know if there's an immediate, like, I'm trying to go through my mind of what ways they can do it. Like, you know, schematically, yeah, maybe, but I don't think they have an answer, even if they do change a little bit schematically.
Listen, I don't know that Tomlin, if he has an answer, is going to tell us the answer, but to a man in the locker room, it didn't seem like they had answers for it, because they said that they were going to fix it after last week, and they didn't. And You can break it down as well as anybody, better than anybody on the Pittsburgh airwaves. It's so much of everything. It's tough to zoom in on one specific thing. Like, oh, is it schematic? Yes. Is it players not getting off blocks? Yes.
Is it players out of position? Yes.
Yes.
Keanu Benton
should not be playing nose.
Right.
And Chris Hoke, who played for the team, they were 15-1 when Hokie played. That guy was a dog back when they had pride in his defense. He said he's never seen linebackers get pancaked as much as the Steelers' interior linebackers got pancaked in this game and over these first couple of weeks.
Did you see the fullback knock over two guys?
Yeah. That can't happen.
I've never seen that. I mean, in an NFL game, I've never seen something like that. No, never.
I laugh because if I don't, I will cry.
Right.
So scale of 1 to 10, how concerned are you about this Steelers defense? That is the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. I'm at an 11. Where are you at?
9.
So we're not happy. We are concerned. What say you at 412-928-9370? Give us a ring on that fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Open phones until 9 a.m. And we always want to hear from you, win or lose, the Monday after the game. RJ and Irwin's been waiting patiently. Good morning to you, RJ. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, buddy. How about you?
Oh, we're doing good.
Well, I can't completely complain about the defense. They had so many injuries. I mean, they played good. Aaron Rodgers throwing that interception in the end zone didn't help.
That wasn't his fault.
I mean, we're 1-1. I mean, we can't complain. I think the defense will show up. But, I mean, hopefully injuries don't hurt us. I mean,
RJ, you sound like a reasonable and rational man, and I'm happy for you that you feel that way. And thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm.
Injuries, when you pay this much for a defense and you feel that good about your quote-unquote backups, are never going to be an excuse for me. And, yeah, Rodgers throws an interception, which wasn't his fault, to your point. We'll break that down later on in the show. We will evaluate the offense. Believe me. We will talk about Caleb Johnson. Believe me. That's a freak thing, the Johnson thing. And by no means will I excuse that. By no means will we gloss over that. We're not going to gloss over turnovers. We got 4 hours. We'll break it all down for you. But because of the way the Steelers' defense has played in the last 10 games, that seems to be a theme. You're not going to see a special teams gaffe as bad as Caleb Johnson made, probably for another 45 years in the NFL, because guess what? It hadn't happened for 45 years. Right. It had been 45 years since a team has recovered a ball in the end zone for a touchdown on a kickoff. So, big problem, one of the main reasons they lost this game, but when we're talking big picture, the defense a much bigger story. Rodgers didn't play great. I don't think he was as awful as the stat line would indicate, and we'll get to that. The defense was as awful as the stat line would indicate. And I don't care how many guys are hurt.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.